Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is Seth Geis from the Box Press Studio, June Liu, the Stania Studio, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Doing well. We were sitting talking in the green room for like 10 minutes, and then all of a sudden technology or some sort of snow squall has hit Aaron. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like weird. Like all of a sudden the colors went away.
It's like I don't understand what's black happening. And it's blurred.
Yeah. All right. Blurred. We'll see how this goes through the session here. But
you know, that's what happens when you paint the wrapper. So I'm just kidding. I didn't do it. Actually, blackened was not painted. That one was not.
Yeah, you just set off like 15 posts on cigar forums with that.
At least I'm a Brian Glenn. So let's move on.
All right. So today we are talking about the HVC La Rosa 520 Rare of Rare. This cigar is a torpedo 6x52. Maybe I could share a picture of this. That would probably help things out here. Comes out of the El Titan de Bronze factory in the United States. Wrapper is Ecuadorian Sumatra. Binder is Ecuadorian Habano. Filler is Dominican Criollo 98 and Nicaraguan Medio Tiempo. Blended by Rainier Lorenzo. Price point is $20, and the cigar was released in December of 2022. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
Overall was good. I thought this was like a really balanced, it tasted like El Titan makes really good, like I think they're pretty complex and like nuanced cigars that comes out of there. But for this one, it's like, I thought it showed a lot more like harmony and balance than some of the other El Titan stuff that I've had. So, yeah, it was really good. It was a winner. Wait, how much was this again? $20?
$20.
Yeah, not bad. I'll spend $20 again.
All right, Seth, what were your thoughts?
Listen, it was really, it was a nice looking torpedo. John mentioned that. It was a good photo too. It was really a pretty cigar. First third had some like buttered popcorn and some nut qualities. Herbal and pepper spices. I got some tobacco and faint cream, medium strength body, herbal, spice, leather, and wood notes kind of continue into the second third, still delivering that nut and toasty quality. Final third is pretty similar. Sweet cream isn't as present as more, a little bit more tobacco. It's still medium strength of body. I had excellent burn and draw from beginning to end. It was constructed wonderfully. And I did a pretty good sizable cut on the torpedo. I don't know if we can get into that and analyze that further. John?
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, it's HVC, man. They make good cigars and this is no different. First third starts to get going with like spicy wooden tobacco, but not like, you know, it's not a blast of it's just that really rich spicy wood that you're like, that's some spicy wood. It's tasty. Little bit of nuttiness. I think Seth kind of talked about that, which is nice because it's really good on the palate. And then there's just like a really nice toasted nut, creaminess, sweet tobacco, you know? And I'm like, yeah, this is all check, 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 check. This is harmonious and tasty and complex and good. And there was even some cinnamon in the first third, and then the second third was a little more spicy tobacco and wood, so that was kind of an interesting combination. And then you know, spicy bread, sweet tobacco, and I'm like, yeah, all of this is good. Last third kind of started out strong. I think it had some spicy wood, and then as it kind of progressed, it kind of became nutty wood, and then it just kind of became mostly just wood driven. So still pleasant, but just missed that mark. I had a great burn. No issues there. But my draw actually started out resistant, and that could be because I used a V-cut. Sometimes I think when you V-cut a torpedo, it starts out a little resistant, and then it opens up, and it did. But I did find that the cigar was still kind of on the resistant scale, which I'm fine with, but I had to mark it down. So overall, it was good, man. It was another good HVC. Aaron?
Yeah, for me, this started with toasted cedar, sharp baking spices, some light mustiness. Got some dry earth that joined in a little bit later. Second third saw the baking spice become a bit dull and some wood bitterness joined in. And then the final third saw the bitterness depart early, but kind of rejoined a bit later as the baking spice left. I'm going to be the kind of the outlier on this cigar, but I thought the cigar started well, but by the second, third, when that baking spice became dull and that wood bitterness kind of joined in, it kind of just knocked it down a level for me, and it kind of never recovered from that point. So for me, it wasn't all that great, but I would smoke it again just to try it out based on how you guys score it. But the price point is high for the experience I had, so that would kind of, you know, temper me wanting to come back to it based on how much it is. So
I always gotta fucking hate it, man.
Yeah, always. All right, so getting the scores. Start at the top with Seth at 7.17. Jim gave it a 6.72. John gave it a 6.52. I gave it a 5.75. So, Seth, how did that 7.17 match up for you?
Man, I love being on top. I think anyone who pays attention to me, first of all, I like the blend. If you make a good Ecuadorian Sumatra with the Ecuadorian Habano, which I think you can really make a great blend, or I usually hate it. With El Titan, it just adds a level of quality. I think, as June says, there's always a profile they have with their blends. It's a high price stick. It was limited. It was rare. I hope it's not just.
Well, that was my thought, because it took forever to come out, for one. Yeah. The boxes, whatever. And then, so I bought it as soon as I saw it, because I thought it was going to be gone immediately, but I think it's still available. So I don't know how that's possible. So,
gotcha.
Well, there you go. I mean, I'll definitely buy some again.
All right, June, I think you were next, right? 6.72. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good to also be at the bottom. You know, sometimes you want to be on top, sometimes you want to be on bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's fine. Mm-hmm. Bottom of seven, anyways. This is good. I mean, I'm really. It's good to know, like, Rainier does a good job of, you know, leaving taps or exploring outside of taps. Let's say not leaving taps per se, but like.
Oh, I think he's and, left.
He left? Like, yeah, he's no longer going to do taps and stuff?
I mean, he started his own factory. He woke up and smelled the coffee at Topside and was like, man, there's shit in this coffee. And
coffee at the new factory is tasting pretty damn good.
This coffee seems a little under-roasted and sour.
Is that him at Topside?
There's a rock in my beans. Yeah. What's going on?
It's not combusting right, but that's always been the case. Anyways, but we dealt with it because the flavor were good. Okay. what the fuck was I talking about?
Talking about how he was branching out.
I was going to say, he's doing a really good job of, post-taps and, like, doing his own thing, finding good blends, you know, collaborating with other, factories and stuff. Most people I kind of assume most people fuck that up. But he's doing quite the opposite. He's doing pretty well, I think.
All right, John, 6.52.
Yeah, I don't even think this is Rainier's final form. I think he's capable of more. We've seen some really great blends out of him, early days here with him, like, kind of being on his own. It's a strong blend. I think it's very tasty. As Seth was kind of saying, you know, I think we've seen a lot of Ecuadorian Sumatra Busiki fucked up by other people. Because it's kind of become a popular wrapper, and I think a lot of people are just like, oh, if I just slap it on a cigar, it'll be fine. And then it's, you know, tastes like mossy, dirty sock, and it's not good. But, I'd be up there with June if my draw was on par. I think that was really the only score difference for us. So, you know, would I spend $20 on this? Yeah, I think I would. It's tasty. Aaron?
Yeah, my 5.75 matches up well. I mean, it was above average flavor profile. I did have some burn issues, wavy burn and throwing out on me one time. So that kind of knocked down a little bit more. Otherwise, I can be right at the 6 mark. But I'd be up for smoking it again just to see if I got a better experience than the one I had, because you guys all had great experiences. So, okay, final thoughts from you guys.
I can't wait to see what Rainier's got cooking for the PCA. That's going to be one of the most exciting booths for me.
I'm not going to lie. I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him too, because it's just, I think he's, I don't know. It looks like he's the only, he looks like he still cares. He's putting some passion into it. And I, you know, every once in a while, he doesn't create a lot of blends. So, you know, he's got one or two. And they're not always going to be to everyone's calling, I'd say. I'd say that, you know, more often than not, he's had a year where one of them I really liked and the other one just wasn't my cup of tea. But every once in a while, none of them are ever duds. And every once in a while, you get really good sticks. So I wish him best of luck on his own factory, though. I really do. I hope he stays focused to it.
Or he just might turn around and screw you guys and be like, here's an Imperiosa, you know?
Yeah. Early in the year, I think our first cigar review of the 2023 review year was the Selección number one, which scored very well.
So good. Yeah.
So then you have this one.
I forgot about that.
And then now we also have the Selección number one natural that we'll be reviewing here fairly soon. So
is this a Tatawai? Is he pulling a Tatawai on us?
He may pull a Tatawai this year. So we'll see if we'll see if he has something at the PCE trade show that he launches. Or if you're just going to ride out the early year with these releases. So
I bet he's got some tasty Corona Gorda goodness, that like some darks Ecuador and Sumatra that he's just been holding back.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I don't know.
Can't wait.
All right, wherever you're watching this video, be sure to like and subscribe, but check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. You can follow us on all the social media channels and catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
La Rosa.